day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is March 12th, 2006, the feast of Blessed Gregory the Great. The man we know today as Gregory the Great was already successful in both his secular and his church life by the time he was elected to replace Pope Pelagius in the year 590. Gregory's was a wealthy patrician family, and by his early 30s, he had already risen to be prefect of Rome. Not long after that, however, he heard God's call to monastic life, and he entered a community that lived on some of his family's land. A monk with government experience is valuable to the church, however, and Gregory was assigned the task of being the papal ambassador to Constantinople. When he returned, and having been elected as pope himself, his governmental wisdom showed itself in the midst of crisis. Gregory was able to organize Rome's defenses in the resistance against the Lombards. And like Joseph in Egypt, he fed the people from his own papal granaries when a famine threatened the food supply. But I suspect that most people know Gregory today because of his liturgical reforms. He regularized the church's rites and put in order the church's music as well. Gregorian chant is named for him. Much of what we consider not just beautiful but actually transcendent about our historical music is due, in part, to Gregory. Because it involves not just the mind, nor just the body, but requires our entire being to be marshaled together in prayer, music can sometimes work its way around our defenses and give the Holy Spirit an open door to encounter us. Gregory knew this, and other than a few places and times, music has been a very big part of Christian spirituality and worship from his time to ours. It is for this reason that we remember today the musicians that David appointed to serve in the temple. 1 Chronicles tells the stories of these men who were all under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of the house of God. The value of music isn't the only truth about God's service that Gregory taught us. He was the first of the popes to use the title Servant of the Servants of God. This is a direct reference to the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus tells us, "Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be the slave of all." It's an important realization. Even if you travel the world with wealth and power, God calls you to use your wealth and power in the service of those who have less, who are just as much God's children as you yourself. And it's not just wealth and power. Church musicians, too, give of the gifts they have in the service of the servants of God. Follow Gregory's example by putting all you have, whatever that may be, toward the building of the kingdom, and you will find that God magnifies its effect far beyond what you could have ever expected. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you raised up Gregory of Rome to be servant of the servants of God, and inspired him to send missionaries to preach the gospel to the English people. Preserve in your church the Catholic and apostolic faith they taught, so that your people, being fruitful in every good work, may receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on March 17th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Patrick. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.